1,000 Miles. They were all released in the same year, but what's the year, please?
Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has confirmed that Luxembourg will continue supporting UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, with €30 million and has added a further €3 million for the situation in Gaza. Luxembourg's government has unveiled a seven-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors. Roadworks will close the A1 motorway between Gasbrich and Hamm from this evening until Monday morning. In international news, Ukrainian President Zelensky has replaced Defence Minister Fedorov, sparking protests in Kyiv. He has named Major General Yevheny Chmara as acting defense minister. In a primetime speech, US President Trump claims that China influenced the 2020 election and stole voter data. Meanwhile, the White House has also confirmed that Trump will attend Sunday's World Cup final between Spain and Argentina in New York. For more on these stories and for the latest news and headlines, head to rtltoday.lu. The weather may remain unsettled throughout the day following showers and thunderstorms this morning. Morning temperatures range from around 20 degrees now, warming only to a maximum of 25 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
And the traffic, 15-minute delays on the A31 Canfin towards the A3 at Doudelange. There's 8-minute delays on the A6 between the Belgian border and Mamer. 5 minutes extra on the N5 between Bacharach and the CR106A. 10-minute delays on the A4 between Lankels and Pompier, and 20 minutes on the N6 between the Belgian border and Windhof. Speed checks then are in Luxembourg on the Rue Zita in the afternoon, in Bettenberg on the Rue Abweiler, in Heiderscheid on the N15, and in Oberanven on the Rue Dan... God, get it one day. On the route, Dandathana. Stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
RTL. RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Got overconfident there. I was just going for it and then just... whoa. Like a horse, you know, when it refuses to jump at a thing. It's basically it. I was like, oh, no. Anyway, all those songs released in the same year. But Sasha Keogh, do you know what year it was?
Do you know, I've absolutely cannot place any of those songs at all. So I can only suspect it's that first decade of the 2000s, because that's when I obviously was not listening to music.
Sure, that was the wilderness.
Wilderness, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to just plump for 2006.
Oh, I thought you were going to get it.
I was in the right decade. That's a start. Sure.
Absolutely, yeah. It was 2002.
Okay, I tell you what really confused me is that Elvis song in there.
Yeah, that is true.
How is that in there?
So the original version of it featured in, I already mentioned it already, God, Ocean's 11. With George Clooney and Brad Pitt and everybody else who was in the movies at the time. And then shortly after that, it was the 2002 World Cup. And Nike took that remix of the track and used it in one of their ads promoting the World Cup.
Right, okay. That's a tricky one in the middle there.
Good. Well done, everyone who got that one right. Keep an eye on your phone. We'll see if one of you is going to get some RTL Today Radio merch. And everybody, you're going to get... oh, you know what? It's Friday. 978 Sam Steen Show points. Lisa wondering if you can cash those in. She's off to the UK soon and wants to see if you can cash them in at the B&M store or else in Tesco. I would try it. I would absolutely try it. Much like the US dollar, it's probably accepted in most places.
Yeah.
Mainly for like arms and drug deals, but you know. We're giving away tickets to see James Morrison today. I'll remind you of how to get involved in that competition shortly, and a Not News quiz coming up in about an hour.
I hope I won't forget to find them, because I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I build a home and wait for someone to tear it down, then pack it up in boxes, head for the next town running, because I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night.
hope I'll get to find them. I've got no
Alice Merton, even, and no roots on RTL Today Radio. Aidan says he was rudely called away. What was the points tally? 978, I think we went with in the end. And shout out to Rick as well, who says, Lisa, I can confirm that the Sam Steen coins are not allowed in B&M. I know, as I was chased around the complex car park by three security guards having tried to spend mine. But you do get double points if spent in Tesco with your Tesco card. Honestly. So there you go. Now you know. Thank you very much. 62152, 5,000 for any of those points. And like I said, if you ever do get arrested trying to spend your Sam Steen show points in any supermarket, lose that number.
And I wonder what you say.